today on 4CA. John McKenzie, 1-300-872-911.
Do you know, when this story broke yesterday morning, I must admit, I can hardly believe my ears, and I had to wait till I got off air to check it out, but it was true. This is the heading to this event yesterday that just blew me away, because the beginning of this action actually took place on this radio station in this city of ours, but look what's happened over recent years. It's an astounding outcome. Uber are to pay Australian taxi operators $272 million in a class action settlement. Uber's agreed to pay that money to Australian taxi and hire car drivers, operators and licence holders to compensate them for losing income and licence values when the rideshare giant moved into the Australian market. Unimpeded. The class action against Uber was expected to go to trial in the Supreme Court, Victoria, yesterday, but Judge Lisa Nichols vacated it after the rideshare giant agreed to the colossal settlement, the fifth largest class action settlement in Australian history. And one of the most successful class actions against Uber, the lawyers behind the case said. Maurice Blackburn's Michael Donnelly said the settlement was preceded by a five-year legal battle, in which Uber fought tooth and nail at every point along the way. Well, what about the appalling injustice to those cab owners all those years ago and the drivers that suffered because of it as well? It was just awful. I mean, those licences they paid hundreds of thousands of dollars for, they were deemed worthless overnight. And people just bought them and drove them, etc., believing there was a level of protection that would automatically be imposed by the government that oversaw the industry. I mean, that was how people saw it. But the government decided, oh, we'll just look the other way and let Uber come in and destroy the lives of hundreds or possibly even thousands of cab drivers. It was awful, awful, awful. But there was a local lady who put up her hand and said, I'm going to fight this. And it was local taxi owner and spokesperson, Queensland Taxi Licence Owners Group, Mari Mears, and she's on the line today. Hello, Mari.
Hello, John. How are you?
How long do you reckon it is since we spoke about this outrageous situation on this program?
Oh, it's been a few years now since the last time I spoke to you.
Could it be 5 years?
No, well, I've been doing this now for 7 years.
Oh, there you go.
So we've spoken a couple of times over the years.
Now, talk to me about your early efforts, because I do remember you were a barrister, I think, coming into the studio and talking about the challenge ahead, and it was a very, very steep challenge, but he was optimistic. What happened after your efforts to get the ball rolling on this matter?
All right, and this decision yesterday is separate from the action that we are still partaking in.
Sure.
Because this one was a federal decision. This was taken to the federal court.
Yeah.
Ours is still ongoing, and the Labor Party needs to be aware that we're going to be there right up until the election in October. The this one here, it's a good result. It's a great result, really. It was a result that we're always hopeful of getting.
Yeah.
And there's still a long way. It's never going to compensate the people for the lives that we lost and the lives that were absolutely annihilated.
Yes.
And there's no other word for it. But we will keep going with what we've got. But in saying that, Uber here, they just blinked, because that amount of money to Uber is nothing.
Really?
And it is nothing. Yeah. When you consider, John, that decision there, they folded on the steps. And realistically, we'd have appreciated if Maurice Blackburn had gone for a hell of a lot more money. But we haven't seen the final write down of this as to where it will go, because there's a lot of costs to be paid out of that.
Yeah.
This was funded by a litigation funder from Britain. I believe it was Tower. Then the lawyers all have to be paid. So there's probably a bill of about $35 million that will go that way. This is relevant to taxi owners in Victoria, New South Wales, Queensland and West Australia, because they were the only four states that were impacted with Uber at the time. This only pertains to the time frame of 2014 to 2016, when Uber operated in this country totally illegally. And they knew, they had come out and, yes, they had agreed that they'd done it all illegally. So it's not going to cover everybody in this country that has been decimated, but it's a start. It's now up to us to push on with it. It's now up to the federal and the state government, because they could have both. There are two different laws. You've got your federal government that looks after the legislation of the federal laws, of the anti-competition and everything. Then you've got the state government that looks after the licensing of these taxi owners. Bear in mind, when I say it's not a great number, bear in mind that the Queensland taxi industry was $1.4 billion in value. But, look, we had 100% of nothing prior to yesterday.
Yeah.
This is something that will come back to some of these people.
Now, Mari, the significance of yesterday's decision on what you're attempting to achieve, where's the difference and what impact on the outcome of your matter will yesterday's decision have?
I am hopeful that it will have a big impact. But bear in mind, we've got to get the Labor Party in this state to even talk to us. Oh, they have closed up shop and haven't spoken to us now since February of last year. Will not respond to an email, will not respond to a phone call. So we've got to get to them to come to the table as well.
Mm.
The other parties that are out there, yes, they are working with us, and they've worked extremely hard, both the crossbenchers and the LNP. So the Labor Party, where it will go, and the difference is this, as I say, this is a result from the federal government, from the federal side of things.
Yeah.
We are attempting to recoup from the government a good capital return for our licences, because they charged the prices for the licences. They totally controlled us. They are still totally controlling us. And they are still not admitting that they made any sort of mistake, and they did.
Yeah.
Because had they stepped in when this foreign multinational stepped into this country, they would have been able to nip it right in the bud and stop it. You know, we have both governments carrying on about cost of living and what's happening in our country at the moment. In 2022-23, Uber alone, and I mean, I'm not bashing Uber, because they're here. They're in play in this country, and they're not going anywhere.
Sure.
The rideshare industry. But Uber themselves in 2022-23 moved $1 billion out of this country without paying a cent of tax on it.
Yeah.
Now, that plays a big part in a lot of people, and I know we wouldn't get $1 billion from them. We were never, ever expecting that. But I really think both sides of government have got to look at what's happening with what they're doing with these multinationals,
sure,
and try and protect the small business owners that are trying to make a living in this country and do something about it. But we will take what we've been given and appreciate every little bit, because it will help so many mums and dads out there that have still got huge bills from these licences that were sold to them.
Specifically, what benefits have accrued to Queensland drivers from yesterday's decision, Mari?
Well, nothing really. Some people will get some money in their bank account. So some people may get the opportunity to save what they've got left, because so many of our people lost their superannuation. So maybe it will, what they will receive. And bear in mind, when you start dividing 200 million by 8,000, we're looking at about $25,000. So, yes. And there may be some small change involved in it somewhere along the line. But as I say, there's a lot of bills that have to be paid before that money comes to any of the taxis. And it won't be just taxi owners. It's drivers. It will be drivers.
Yes.
There's limousine owners. There's operators. And because in the taxi industry, people go, the taxi drivers. Well, in the taxi industry, there are drivers, there are operators, there are owners. And in saying that, that one person can be all three of them, but then they can also be three separate people. So, as I say, it comes down to, depending on, there will be different levels of paying remuneration, I should imagine, because there are what the drivers lost was nothing to what the operator lost, and then that in turn is nothing to what the owner lost, because the owner was the one that paid out the big money in the first place.
Yes.
So we will wait and see, and as I've always said, we were hoping for a half a bottle of wine. We may probably get one bottle of wine. We'll take it and enjoy it. So,
you made that point very well. These were the people, the owners of those plates. That was their investment. They paid out the big money, hundreds of thousands of dollars, and that was their superannuation. So they lost their superannuation overnight.
Exactly. They lost. They lost for some people, that especially the ones that had worked on it for their super.
Yeah.
And not only that, you know, we had people that was what was going to pay for them if they needed to go into a nursing home or a retirement home of any sort.
Mm.
And overnight it was gone. And this is how it decimated so many people, because those people, when this happened, were already in the retirement phase of their life and had no opportunity to go back and recoup anything.
Exactly.
They didn't have an opportunity to go back and go to work and say, hey, look, I've got 10 more good years, let's get on. For some of us, we had that ability. We didn't recoup what we lost. But for some, they had the opportunity to go back to work, but for the greater majority, they didn't. So, and this is where we lost these people to taking their own lives.
Exactly.
And just, you know. So both sides of government have a lot to be really reflect on and be aware, but, I mean, governments are governments. As one of our judges that we had in the court when it went before them, as they said, had this been a private situation going forward, it would have been corrected the day after. Because it was against the government, he said they have the right to change any legislation they want at any time.
This has been the most outrageous and possibly unprecedented injustice. My God, Murray, you've shown so much courage and energy in fighting through this over this period of time. You ought to be congratulated on that.
Thank you, John. I'm determined I'm going to stay here until I get something for these people.
Wonderful. Wonderful. So, you're a model for a lot of other people who just throw in the towel far too early.
So, no.
Not you.
No, definitely not. I come from good bush stock, and I hate to see something that's been done that is totally wrong.
Yeah.
But as I've said before, we have an election in October, and if the state government, current state government, think what they got last weekend in Ipswich was a disaster, just wait and see what we've got coming for you in October.
Mari, you're an inspiration to all my listeners today. Please stay in touch. Please stay in touch. It's a really, really inspirational story. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much for your time.
What an amazing and absolutely gutsy woman. Her name's Mari Mears, M-E-A-R-E-S. Please remember that name. Local taxi owner and spokesperson, Queensland Taxi Licence Owners Group.